Yes. You don't have to read social theory on this phenomenon. Just look at the fracas surrounding the coveted Catholic high school boys. From those of you vacationing on Mars this past weekend, a video went viral showing a group of boys, many of them in MAGA hats, surrounding an older Native American man who was banging a drum. You know the story. The guy's name is Nathan Phillips. I'm not going to go over all the details. He told the Detroit Free Press that the incident started when the boys started attacking four African Americans. Now, look, there's an hour and a half long video out there that Matt Gaspers, the editor of Catholic Family News, found on Sunday and had published, republished it to anyone that was looking for it. And it shows the, what are they called? The Black Hebrews? Hebrew Black Liberation or something to that effect? Shows these guys going in search of fights. They're basically going around finding groups of young people at the March for Life rally and screaming, especially if they're white, predominantly white, screaming at them, calling them names. Tom Woods has a list of the names. Did you printed that out, right? Let's see here. Tom Woods. The truth about the Covington Catholic students at the March for Life. No doubt you've heard blah, 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 blah. At the beginning of the video, we see the Black Hebrews taunting the Native Americans gathered at the Lincoln Memorial. And the students just happen to be nearby. Quote, "You're not supposed to worship eagles, buffaloes, rams, all types of animals. This is the reason the Lord took away your land," close quote. So who was it that was actually taunting Mr. Phillips, the Black Hebrew nationalist? A woman who may have been with the Native American gathering approaches the Black Hebrews to dispute their position. One of the men turns to the camera and says, quote, "This is the problem, Israel. It's always our women coming up with they loudmouth, thinking they can come and distract things with they loud ass mouth because they not used to dealing with no real men," close quote. The Native Americans are later told, quote, "You think there's Uncle Tom? You're an Uncle Tomahawk. You got your white head up, the white man's you know what. You say peace? There ain't gonna be no peace." Now, this is obviously what Marlon Jones and the rest of the libtard in search of teenage monsters to destroy media was actually looking for. There's an actual assault, verbal assault, of these Native Americans being perpetrated by people that were actually at the Lincoln Memorial, but it wasn't from the Covington High School kids. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. I am going to go to the telephones. I'll come back to this in just a moment. And now, Ms. O'Connell, tell me in my IFB, am I to introduce as... I think I can tell you that she's been a guest of the Rick Barrett on the Barrett Brief, Stephanie Nicholas, who writes at 1 Peter 5 and other August publications, has phoned in the show. Mrs. O'Connell is screaming at me because she thinks, "You booked a guest. You didn't." I did not book a guest. I most certainly did not. So Stephanie is on the telephone, which you could be on too at 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE.
Thank you.
As I said, if you want to destroy your
it's fine.
If you want to be in my boat. Now I want to share something with you because we talked about this just the other day, and then I'll let you get back to your beautiful son. We were in a conversation and we were chatting about. About Our Lady and about Protestant and evangelical opposition to her as the Mother of God, and that she deserved that, and that she has earned the honor of being respected and honored for being God's mother, and that it's actual in the gospel. So you know when there was something that you said just a moment ago. You know, about the baptism and all that, where you have to do that. Well, there's other things that we as Catholics have to know, and I don't think the church does a very good job of teaching this. And since I just heard it explained to me so beautifully the other day, I thought I would share it. Now, you probably already know this, but this may go for people that don't know.